About 1977, I moved into what would be my 10th residence. After we move into the new priest residence, we will break ground in a week. That will be my 26th residence. But 1024 Martingale Drive, Bartlett, Illinois, 60103, was a great house. And we had moved in there, and there was nothing in the front yard when we moved there. And at a certain point, I came across this maple seed. And so I planted the maple seed in this coffee can, and I watched it grow. And then the next spring, I said to my dad, "Dad, can I plant this tree in our front yard?" And he says, "Yes, son, let's go plant it." So I got my little shovel out, and we planted the tree, and it grew, and it grew, and eventually we moved to my 11th residence. And a year or so ago, I was Googling, I was maybe bored at work or something like that, and I was looking up where I had lived in the past, and you can do that on Google Maps, and then you can do Google Satellite, and then I go, I wonder what the street view of 1024 Martingale Drive looks like. And so I did the street view, and there you could see the tree. It was big, massive tree. It was just magnificent to behold. And so then last summer or so, I was home visiting my brother, Carrie, and I said, "Hey, Carrie, you remember that tree I planted that was in that little coffee can? Well, you should see it now. Let's go take a look at it." So we got in his car. We went for a little road trip, and I'll never forget. There we are. We turned, down Martingale Drive. We're driving down. We got to the house. We looked. And it must have been like the day before they cut it down. And then my brother says, "Well, at least the house is still there." See, the safe thing for me to have done back in 1977 when I had planted that tree in that little coffee can was to not plant it in the ground. Because when I planted the ground, I had to let go of it. I had to say, "It now is over to you, God. It's up to you. Like, I can't do it anymore." I could have kept it, and it would have grown to maybe a whole 2.5 feet. But I could still have it and take it, and I could have it perhaps in the corner of our church here. But I let go of it. I allowed it to spend itself. And for two generations, it did so. You and I are in a position in the life of our parish to spend ourselves, to let go, to say, "God, your will be done." So we have a little video clip I invite us to watch.
I have been going here since 1948. The church was not built yet, so we went to the Edina Movie Theater every Sunday for Mass. After church, we went home, and then we came back at 1 for the movie.
I was just looking through some of my old dad's and mom's boxes of memorabilia, and I came across a stack of old church bulletins, and I was looking at some of the names there, and I recognized, all these families that were here, and I thought that was pretty cool.
We are in this parish because 75 years ago, there was a community that gathered together. They said, "Let's build something here. Let's build something beyond our wildest imagination."
It's a community that is constantly reaching out. They recognize that everything flows from the altar, flows from Jesus.
There's nothing that's more important than our faith. We both work really hard at nurturing our personal relationship with Jesus through daily prayer, going to Mass.
I know that as long as Jesus is here, I'm at home, and this is my family.
I don't know what I would be without OLG. It was life-changing for me to be here.
Our hope is to continue to create a place where people can come and grow their faith. We just need to be able to position ourselves to continue to carry on the legacy of OLG.
We're growing. This is a very vibrant place.
We are a parish community, and we have a parish home, which consists of many rooms, from a church to classrooms to meeting rooms to kitchens, and all of that exists so that we as a community might have a place where we can gather so that we can go out from here and bring God's love to others.
You change because of needs. Sometimes you change programs and you build facilities because of the needs.
Father Kevin approached us last fall after Mass, indicating he was thinking about a capital campaign and asked if we'd consider co-chairing it. And I accepted on our behalf right on the spot, which I tell people made for an interesting ride home in the car after church. But it's been a great thing.
My name's Doug Fulton, and my wife Cindy and I are delighted to be co-chairing the Advancing Our Mission campaign. It's important to have a place where faith can thrive. And all of the ministries that we're talking about doing in this capital campaign will create a place where we can do more ministry work and where our faith can thrive.
This wasn't about some committee putting together a plan or working with an architect and having them tell us how to do it. This was definitely parishioners of all flavors providing input and what's important to them. And we came up with this master plan. It's pretty good.
The master plan is really about creating additional ministries and ways to participate in the school and the parish.
This is our parish. Every member of this community is a parishioner. We benefit from being part of it, and we also have an opportunity to help build the future.
We are standing on the shoulders of those who've gone before us, and we have an obligation to continue the mission that was started long ago by others who were so generous.
It's going to take a lot, for sure. There's no question about it. There's, it took a lot from the beginning when the place was built back in the 50s.
Every gift matters. It's important that everyone feel part of the process going forward.
When I think of advancing our mission, I think of gratitude. About a month ago, I received this letter unexpectedly, and it was from a woman who was determined for 18 years to express her gratitude based on gratitude that we showed her in 2001. Dear Mrs. Trinneri, though it has taken longer than I'd hoped, I'm so happy to be able to send this check to you. It was always my intention to repay the tuition assistance you gifted my children after my husband lost his job. They received an excellent education, as well as much needed stability and continuity during that difficult time. Please use these funds for other students in need, or however you see fit. Sincerely, Valerie Mann. Sometimes we just go about our business not realizing the impact and what we do provides for other people later on.
You and I are able to be a part of a great project, a great venture in faith, literally, where we can provide financially, whether it's $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I can provide here and now in a way that will bless, honor God, will bless people who are my brothers and sisters, but also will bless people yet to come. Please prayerfully consider how you can support Advancing Our Mission and make your pledge today.
It would have been safe for our community to remain at Edina Theater. And no popcorn in between movies. But we didn't do that. We ventured forth. We came here to a spot that, especially back then, when you go 150 families ending up on a 20-acre parcel of land, what are they thinking? And yet they believed and they moved forward in faith, and God led them here, and we are beneficiaries of that. But it comes a time for us to say, how do we now go forward? How do we continue the mission that God has for us of making Jesus Christ known and loved? See, when you and I believe in the resurrection, and we do, when we believe in the resurrection, it gives us this capacity, this grace, that we can actually spend ourselves for the sake of God, for the sake of his mission, for the sake of bringing forth his love into the world. If we don't believe in the resurrection, get ready for the Viking game. Go home. But we do. And so it got me thinking, over these last months, I go, well, I need to make my commitment. So I made a pledge to advancing our mission and turn in my massive pledge. But every bit helps. And then yesterday I was thinking and praying about it and praying about my homily. I kind of got convicted because I said, really, you know, the safe thing would have been for us to say, let's not build anything because I'm already busy. Like, we're already doing a lot. Why do we need any more space? Because there's a lot already happening here. So if we're going to expand the campus, that means we're going to be expanding the ministries. That means I'm going to get busier. And so are you. Because there are people who need to know that they are known and loved by Jesus. It's our work. In fact, it got me thinking, well, if we're going to expand the ministries, then I need to increase the amount of money that I tithe to Our Lady of Grace. So yesterday I decided to tithe my monthly gift to OLG by 10%. So that when we start doing more, we can actually pay for it. But right now I'm inviting us to consider our commitment, making our pledge commitment to Our Lady of Grace, advancing our mission. In the next couple days, all of our parishioners who have not already will receive a pledge form, an invitation for you and for me to consider how we might support and contribute and make a pledge over the next 3 years to this adventure. I invite you to bring that here next Sunday so we can offer that to God. See that tree? That tree that I planted as a little seed, it served a mission. It served a purpose. It gave itself. So too are we called to do that. So today I invite us to pray, ask God for the grace that might truly advance our mission to make Jesus Christ known and loved.